Ai, tēnā anō koutou e whakarongo mai nā ko Gurley Clark tēnei, i runga e te Rangatira Show, kamutu kei kone tākone kai kōrero, a ko Mary Ann Baker, hoina kia rongo mai koutou, a ngā āhuatanga e pāna mō tēnei wiki. Tēnā koe, Mary Ann.
Tēnā koe, Gurley.
Kia ora mai anō. Right, you know, ke roto tāua e te reo tuarua iaiana, nā, ke rongo mai ngā iwi o te kāinga. So we're going to speak in our second language and of course, you know, one beauty thing about us is we can relate either Māori or English and it's quite good for us to cope with it, ne?
Aye, ka pai, ka pai. And Gurley, as we talked, I thought today, because of all the rain, I talk about what we call SAD. It's capital S-A-D.
Yes.
And it's called seasonal affective disorder. We've heard about people having the winter blues, or maybe when it rains like it has day after day, you can start to feel a bit down.
Yes.
And you think, oh, well, just as they say in the Health Navigator, which is a good place to go for everyone to have a look, Health Navigator, it says you get through and plan for the summer ahead. But for others, their mood is low, they get irritable and no energy, brought on by the start of winter. Sometimes that can be a sign of depression, and that is called seasonal affective disorder, or SAD.
Oh.
So, and I thought it's something good to know about because the key points are it's linked to light and it occurs most commonly in places furthest away from the equator. And while it's normal to feel a bit less energetic and to eat and sleep a little more in winter, if your mood or habits change a lot, you might have SAD.
Gosh, I didn't even think of that. I actually thought when you get those symptoms like that, that like you say, it's the seasonal affection, you know, affecting with disorder. I thought it was just the change of the climate, and then all of a sudden you feel, oh, I'm not going to do anything today. I just feel I'm not with it today. You know what I mean?
Yes, and seeing that's it. And the symptoms can be mild or severe, and they're the same as being depressed. But these ones, is, as she says, with a seasonal pattern.
Oh, right.
So, yeah, and it begins as young as the age of 20 to 30, but it can develop at any age and affects four times more women than men. Yeah, all sorts of things can happen, and it can happen if you have a family history of depression or bipolar disorder or SAD.
Oh, right.
Yeah, and the months are from May, and that's why we thought we'd bring it up now. It's likely to be experienced between May and September because the winter months in the Northern Hemisphere are opposite to ours, and some resources mention different months. Yeah.
Oh, so wow. Interesting.
It's interesting to think about.
Yes.
It says if you think that's you, to get help early, go and talk to your GP or whānau and friends or the nurses if there's no GPs around. But the big thing is you have to bundle up and get outside because on those crisp, sunny winter days, put on your coat and gumboots and go out with the whānau, take a walk around the whare or the paddock or jump in puddles and enjoy the winter sun. Yeah, because it says the symptoms, you can have a low mood most of the time and feel sad, lose interest, as you just said, and pleasure and things you normally enjoy. You feel sometimes guilt or worthlessness. You sleep more or eat more, like as they say, comfort sleeping, comfort eating. Don't like seeing your friends or whānau. And sometimes you have trouble concentrating. And you're a bit slower than normal. Yeah. Yes, and people, when it's really bad, they think, oh, I'm as well, you know, call mate.
Aye.
Yeah, because they get down. So
yes.
Yes, yes. So there's a medication that you can get for that, and psychological therapy, light therapy from the specialist. But getting out and about,
yes,
is
yes,
really, really good.
Yes. I find walking, perhaps, you know, walking is a great omen for anyone, you know, just during the winter month and when the rain is stopped, and just go down your street and back, you know, that's just good, you know, just for that sort of thing. And maybe, you know, just to open up and breathe. Instead of being in your four walls in your house, you know, and mm-hmm. just doing a little bit of walk, you know, sometimes it helps.
Yes.
I find I do that a lot, you know, especially when you live on your own. And if you don't have any, put it this way, contact with anyone, if the phone's not ringing or you're not using your mobile or you want to just be with someone, I find walking, it helps me, you know. That's one of my little secrets I do. Yeah.
Yeah, no, that's really good. And especially if you're going to walk when the sun's out, that's what it takes.
Yes,
low
yes.
levels of what they call melatonin can make you feel sleepy and sad.
Mm.
And this affects your mood, appetite, and sleep. So a lack of sunlight may lead to these lower levels, which links to feelings of depression.
Yes.
And there's lower light levels in winter. So if you can get out, as they say, when it's on the sunny days, that helps.
Yes.
And also, you know, a lot of us get vitamin D while it's given to us for healthy bones.
Mm.
Being low in this vitamin can also affect our mood. And that vitamin D comes also from the sun. So it's another good reason to get outside. And there's also the other kind, oily fish like tinned salmon and tuna.
Yes.
Not tuna, but tuna. Eggs, lean meats, dairy are good sources of vitamin D. So you eat lots of these in winter.
Winter, eh? Yeah.
Yes.
I so tell you what I love. What I love when winter comes, I love the liquidy soups. You know, I just enjoyed, you know, the watery soups. I don't know, I seem to enjoy it and dunk it with a piece of toast.
Yeah, well, that's good. You can put all sorts of things in the soup.
See? Yeah, that's right. But yeah. I tend to do that when winter comes, and I love it, you know, just that watery, I don't know, it's the liquid. It must be the liquid, and you just want to get it warm, you know, in your body, you know.
Oh, no, that's lovely, and I think everybody likes that.
Mm.
But, yes, it's just guarding against their feeling down. And one person said he lives long because he's got a happy nature. That's a good thing, too.
Good thing, yes. Yes, you've got to have your happy moods. The moods has got a lot to do with your living. I find that, too. I enjoy doing what I do, and there are people out there. Perhaps stress levels are up. That's a question that I've been asked many a time. Do you get stressed? You know, and I'm looking and I'm wondering, oh, what are they talking about? But,
well,
you know, when you can find something.
In the clinical side, stress is just thinking, oh, I've got to do that, or it links up with anxiety and all those things.
Yeah. Oh, well, we've spoken about that, Marianne. It's handy to know for people that are listening about this issue. I never thought about SAD, seasonal affective disorder. I have never sort of thought of it in that line, you know. Yes, interesting.
Yeah, so if we're aware of it and then get onto it and get out in the light and kōrero to other people, take a walk with them, it's all good.
Aye.
And that brings happiness.
Happiness.
As
Oh, ka pai. Oh, lovely to talk to you. And then, the weekend is upon us again, another weekend, so we'll just have to catch up. Sounds like rugby is in the fold as well as the netball and everything with haki nakina. And we'll just see what happens in the weekends, eh?
Oh, that's right. So we'll talk again, and hopefully we'll hear from your moko who's in those America's Cup.
Yes, yes.
Mahi. That's a beautiful, wonderful thing.
Oh, lovely. Okay, kia ora mai anō kia koe. Marianne?
Tēnā koe.
Tēnā koe. Ai, hoki mai ko Marianne Baker tērā. E kōrero ana te tahi kaupapa kahoreo i tino hopu hopu atu tai anō ka mōhio. They call it SAD, S-A-D, and tēnei mate, it's a seasonal affect disorder. That means kia tāti ki te kōpeke, you know, ko hanga ngoikore wetahi, ko māngere wetahi, kore mahi wetahi kōpeke ana. Ki tāku nei titiro taiteima ko tāti ngā tō tinana ki te mamai. Ne? That's me saying that, like the cold is affecting the bones as you get a bit older. And, you know, I often think, oh, I must have got arthritis, ne? Mamai ana ngā poko wihui. Kamutu ki wetahi, nā, e hoino, nā te kōpeke. Some of them it's just cold. And some of them, they got to get out and haere ki te haerere or do something else. Ai, weranga kōrero I puta na teatane I Marianne Baker. Ari ka pai ki te rongo atu e tino āhua ano pene māuiwi ana koe o ngoikore ana koe kei kona te tahi māua no e titiro. Kia ora mai.